Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How does a team learn how to win? By winning. That was part of the core message that Ben Johnson shared with us with this week. We've gotten better because we've gotten more consistent. That's been part of this turnaround in Chicago. Another huge part, that man right there, Caleb Williams, who said, it's about belief. We have it right now between players and coaches figuring out where we can go together. We'll see where they go on this drive, KB.
How about these Bears trying to win the third consecutive game with a last-minute comeback win? Now it's on the foot of Cairo Santos to win it or lose it. Santos puts it up and it is good! The comeback kid, Chicago Bears, do it again!
That was the call on Fox as the Bears get it done yet again as the Bears improve. Believe it or not, 7-3 on the season. They are atop the NFC North, 10 days away from Thanksgiving, and the Bears are all alone in their division. Man, that sounds good. Judson Richards along with you here on 6-7 The Score with you all the way until 5 a.m. We are inside hour number three. We'll check in with the postgame show, get their reaction from Patrick Manley, Olin Kreutz, and Mike Mulligan coming up in just a minute or so. You're listening to Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips. That line by Tom Rinaldi on Fox. How does a team learn how to win? By winning. You talk about easier said than done, right? Like, think about how hard it is to win in the NFL. Think about how hard it is to win in the NFL when you're the Chicago Bears. I'll remind you, this is a team that has averaged 5 wins over their last 3 years. This is a team that has finished over 500 once in the last 12 seasons, going back to 2018, the only time they'd done it. 11 of 12 years at 500 or under. So this whole, how does a team learn how to win? Oh, by winning. Oh, it's like, well, why didn't Matt Eberflus think of that? Why didn't Matt Nagy think of that consistently? Why didn't John Fox think of that more often? It's like, duh. You know, just go out there and go win more often. But you've got competency leading the way. Like there are so many things that we could discuss that did not look good or did not make you feel confident about like winning a Super Bowl, right? Like, you better be better in the red zone, because when you trade field goals for touchdowns, you have a chance to allow a quarterback that is scuffling mightily to come back and beat you. And the Vikings almost did that on Sunday. There are so many things that the Bears need to clean up. But again, 30,000 foot view, how does a team learn how to win? By winning. Oh, yeah, it's that simple. Well, no, it's not. The Bears in their last 21 games before today had only, or before yesterday, had only won 3 of them in division. They were 3-18, to give you a little idea how challenging it is to win week in, week out in the NFL. But competency and a team that believes that they can get it done, which is hard to believe with what you've seen in the last few years, and specifically a 10-game losing streak last year. From our post-game show on 6-7 The Score, here's their reaction to the Bears' 19-17 win over the Vikings.
Wow. Holy guacamole. Welcome in to the football post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. That was a laugh from our guy Patrick Manley, longest-serving Bear, and you've seen a lot of things as the longest-serving Bear. We got Ole Kreutz as well. I'm Mully from the morning show. Patrick, wow, this team's not for the faint of heart. Let's put it that way.
No, I mean, how entertaining is that? How are the Bars doing now in downtown Chicago after watching that kick? I'm sure they're pretty excited, but, I mean, you can hear it in my voice. It's just unbelievable, another game like that. It shouldn't have come down to it, but it did. Special teams is another storyline for these Chicago Bears, and fortunately it was going to be written as a bad storyline, and now it comes down to a victorious storyline, the way they did it with the kickoff return and the field goal there. But what a game. I mean, this team this year, I mean, when's the last time we've had games like this that have been this entertaining? And man, oh man, they're 7-3, 1-2 in the division. They did what they needed to do. It's a win. We'll have a lot to talk about. But boy, oh boy, that was exciting. And yes, holy guacamole.
Olin, you called it again. I mean, what the hell is going on?
No. Listen, the Chicago Bears, I think Duvernay stole Caleb's thunder, man. Caleb's the finisher, not Duvernay. Coach Hightower, I've talked about him. Awesome, Pat, like you know, for a special teams unit to get a return like that in a critical point in a game like that. And these Chicago Bears guys finding ways to win, all kind of ways to win football games. And at the end of the game, the defense that had been so good for so long throughout this game, really stifling the Vikings offense, and J.J. McCarthy gives up that touchdown. And you're thinking, well, Caleb's got another chance to put this away. And then Duvernay just takes off, man, and puts them basically in field goal range. And they get a good last run. But listen, Pat, you just said it. Win football games. Win football games. Mully said it. You're 7-3. You're 7-3 here in November, and you're just winning football games, and you look like a team. And obviously, there's a lot to talk about in how the offense looked and certain situations and not getting points off of takeaways. But they're winning football games, and that's really, at the end of the day, all that matters.
I got to tell you, now, maybe this is just sort of watching so many of these games over the years, but when they went up 13, I was kind of like, well, you don't want to be up 13. That's only two scores away, and you're thinking about the first game. And then they missed the field goal, and I couldn't help but feel like that was going to happen. Like they were going to trail in this game despite beating them. I mean, not just winning, but beating them pretty soundly. They had done a really good job of kind of letting Minnesota make their mistakes, if you put it that way, with the quarterback. I mean, he was god-awful. And then all of a sudden, they convert a 4th-and-4. They get the touchdown. Then they convert a 4th-and-4, and you're sitting there. And we should let everyone know that Olin kind of predicted that's okay. They need the ball with like 50 seconds left for Caleb to win the game.
But if you're going to say that, you better predict I chose them to lose today and get beat pretty bad. So at the end of that game, man, they do. But like you're saying, though, Mully, it's just very interesting to watch this football team. They keep telling us how much they persevere through stuff, how much they believe they're going to win on the sideline. Pat, they keep talking about that in their building, and you keep thinking, you can't keep doing this, right? But they do. They do believe and do find ways to win, and sometimes it's the offense, and sometimes it's the defense, and sometimes it's the special teams, but all of them are hanging in there and waiting to make that play to win the football game in a critical situation.
Yeah, but in reality, though, guys, this game shouldn't have come down to this. You know what I mean? I'm sure we'll break it down. There's points of emphasis. J.J. McCarthy had a terrible day. You can't just kick field goals all day and only have one touchdown. You've got to convert those into points. That's why Ben Johnson's here. Still too many drops. Still two illegal procedures.
So is my coaching or critical eye, I want more out of this. I'm going to celebrate the win. I'm enjoying the win. My blood pressure is still pumped up. I'm still pumped up. But there's things when they go in tomorrow, and then we'll talk about here as well, like I said again, that they need to be better at. This is a game they should have walked away with. They should have walked away with a 10-point-plus win. They were up early that way. They should have capitalized on it with the way J.J. McCarthy was playing. But they got the win at the end, and there is still room for improvement. And they are 7-3.
Mm-hmm.
There's like miles of improvement needed. It's insane that they're able to win like this.
I know.
And do it repeatedly. And I'm losing count. Is that the fifth game this year where Caleb has kind of led the team to a game-winning score and the sixth in his career? And as you say, it wasn't they ran the ball. He didn't really have to do a lot. They got that, like, last week it was a shanked punt, and this week it was a return of a kickoff. And it's it is just – when that happens, you feel uplifted. Like when you need something to happen and somehow it happens, that is insane. This is nonsensical. Like, it doesn't make any kind of logical progression of one. It just, they keep winning these games.
They do. Wow. And even if you think back to early in the game, right, the fumble on the handoff bounces 15 yards back and the backside receiver recovers it, right? That's the kind of year the Chicago Bears are having. And you guys are right. There is so much to work on, Pat. There's so much you can talk about this offense. Talked about in pregame, I saw the Giants were a little ahead of this offense, the defense coordinator and the things they wanted to do. And you saw Flores today blitzing them from the edges to slow down their run game, right? You saw a lot of concepts that they're – Flores is running. I think Brady said he was blitzing 70-75% of the time, right? He was doubling his blitz rate against the Chicago Bears and kept them under 20 points and kept them from scoring touchdowns even when they had takeaways. And all that stuff is true. But what also is true, when it's time to win the game, when it's time for a big third down, Colson Loveland makes guys miss, right? When there's time to make a play, Duvernay makes a play. There's also times when the Chicago Bears are also making football plays that are becoming – pretty impressive. Now, J.J. McCarthy, Pat pointed out, absolutely stunk today. His receivers dropped some critical passes, but so did the Bears. And, but when I go all the way back to week one of the football season, I said, well, Olin, what do you think the Bears' record's going to be? I said, probably 8-9 or something. See, they're 500 or five below, right? Like, they won't be very good. And here they are at 7-3, man. 7-3, and if you talk about their luck, right? I think Rodgers looked like he got hurt today. You just talk about different things that are falling into place this year. Pretty interesting year these Chicago Bears are having.
Yeah, I kind of say it as like a growth year. Olin, I think about when we were younger, 2005, we had a growth year. We weren't, let me go back to 2001. We had those two miraculous wins. You learn how to win then. It took us a little while to get going back to 2005. But you're learning how to win. You're bringing this team together. You're winning close games. They're not a good team yet. I still don't think they're a good team. They figure out a way to win, but if they play much better competition, I don't see this stuff happening. But they're learning. They're getting better. The belief is there. Olin, I want to go back to your play. You were talking about the fumble with Rome. That's just effort, man. That's buying into the team. That's stuff that, some guys wouldn't do that. Some guys wouldn't be there, wouldn't make their, make that effort to go pick up the ball. So that's a lot of stuff the team is doing well. Just there's some execution and things that we're seeing on the field that needs to be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is – there's a lot to talk about out of this game, but the Bears were statistically dominating that team, and it's bizarre to get to the end of the game and see that Caleb Williams completed the exact same passes as J.J. McCarthy, and Caleb seemed like he was playing twice as well, and then J.J. McCarthy obviously – threw a touchdown, which Caleb didn't, but he threw two picks. And that has got to be, again, one of these incredible statistics that you look at with the Bears. Again, they held the ball so much longer. The time of possession was so lopsided. It is kind of miraculous that they gave up the lead to begin with. It took kind of a lot of bad mistakes at the end of the game. There were two consecutive sacks. They had a big return, and next thing you know, they are up by six, and then we saw what happened when they allow a fourth and four. They were 3 of 11 again on third downs, but they allowed that fourth and four, and that changed the game.
And it's just interesting when you watch it, you're talking about the plays they make and the plays they don't make, and you talk about the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings were 9-1 in one score games last year. They ended the year 14-3. Yeah. Right? The Bears are on that kind of run. They're on that kind of run where you find ways to win football games. And like you're saying, Mully, of the offense again didn't put the ball in the end zone, and then we missed the field goal. I think we missed the field goal on a takeaway, and then we didn't put the ball in the end zone on another takeaway. We got 3 points. So you don't get much out of your takeaways. And I remember thinking at halftime, how is it only 10-3, right? I just was trying to do the math, and then you're thinking the Vikings are hanging around, and they get that big punt return, and then they start scoring again. And you're like, gosh, I think I saw this in week one, right? I think we saw this, and I'm like, okay, Caleb's going to, you know, make a play. But like you're saying, it just – McCarthy has a way of getting hot during the game, right? If you give him that fourth and four completion, all of a sudden he's dealing, and then the lack of pressure again was a problem from the Bears D-line late in the game, right? We talk about one interception. Grady Jarrett was there pushing that O-lineman in, Will Fries, into McCarthy, but not a lot of pressure during the game on the quarterback. But, you know, it's crazy to watch, go back through this game and be like, gosh, how did the Vikings even hang around with the time of possession and everything? It's just because, Pat, we didn't put the ball in the end zone.
Yeah. You got to score you got to score points. You were talking about, you always talk about finding points under rocks. You know, they were what, sixth in the league in scoring points, and today you expected more out of that, and that's unfortunate. I thought what was interesting, the when we were getting ready to come on, I was watching the TV clip, and Caleb was kind of shaking his head like he was a little disappointed.
Yes.
Which I kind of like that. You know, and he wants to play better. It's a win, but you want more, and that's the way I kind of feel after that. I'm like, thank God we won. We should have won. It should have been a bigger win. I have no problem with an athlete or a player feeling that way. Enjoy the win, but also try to get better. And if that's what he's thinking, we'll find out maybe later on in the post-game press conference and stuff like that. But I like that that kind of demeanor from him.
This is just a year later.
It's really a good point because you could see he was frustrated during the game, even on the sideline, right? Yelling and talking. And he wants to move the ball down the field. And so does the offense, right? And it seemed like they had a good plan. I thought it was too cute sometimes, laying the game with Bajan on the field and the fake screen. And then the Vikings late in the game found a way to actually get Caleb on the ground, which we haven't seen in 2 or 3 weeks, right? They got a few sacks there late in the game. And just started, the momentum started changing a little bit as we went here. You're Tom Brady talking about, like, you don't want to keep taking these hits, right? You don't want to keep holding onto the ball where you're taking these hits. But the Vikings, you're thinking to yourself, well, if you're a Chicago Bears fan or radio analyst, you're thinking, I'm watching this, and the Vikings, it seems like we're dominating the game, but the Vikings are right there, right? They just keep hanging around and hanging around, and all of a sudden a couple things go their way, and then they have a one-point lead, you know, but obviously the Bears find a way to win. But a few problems there on offense where we're not moving the ball, we're not getting on the field, and we're not getting in the end zone against Flores. Now on the road in Minnesota, in that stadium, with the crowd noise against Flores and all the blitzing, that is a problem. You know, that is a tough environment to score a lot of points in.
And the drops hurt as well. They were still drops again, right? I mean, those are very catchable drops. They weren't just like out of the arm stretch and touching, you know, if you touch it, you can catch it kind of drops. They were drops that were right in the chest. The DJ drop was big. Oh. So they've got to clean that stuff up. There's just a lot to clean up, but guys, they still won the damn game. It's exciting. We're sitting at 7-3.
DJ made one of the most remarkable catches you're ever going to see. Right. Where he kind of trapped the ball. And then he drops one that DJ makes 1,000 times. Yeah. Like, he's not a guy with the dropsies. It took a lot of bad things to happen, as you're pointing out, for them to take the lead. But then for the Bears to win. And it's so weird. Because last week I felt like, oh, that was outrageous. What are you doing? And now I'm just kind of like, yeah, well, that's what they do. You know, they're going to win like that. Like, it's just, do they feel that way? Is that, are they so nonchalant? It's just like, yeah, there's 50 seconds. We'll get this done. What are we worried about?
I think we do, because on our text chain, Olin, you kind of called it.
Called
like you
it.
Said, Mully.
He called it.
I mean, they have to feel the same way on the sideline. They probably looked up and like, all right, 50 seconds, we're all right. I mean, they weren't expecting Duvernay to do what he did probably, but yeah, there's just belief on that sideline. I guarantee you all those guys are going to say the same thing in the locker room afterwards. Yeah, we believe we can win. You give us enough time at the end of the game, we believe we can win. And it kind of feels that way. When I saw 50 seconds, three timeouts, I'm like, they can do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, right? I said I almost thought like you guys scored way too early, right? Like you scored, gave them a minute. You gave a minute with three, because Caleb, like, it's like that, right? Like we're talking about that play after the fumble, Pat. You talked about Rome's hustle and buying and recovering. Mm-hmm. The next play is a 24-yard gain. Right? He's like, oh, good. We're perfect. We're in second and 25. Awesome, man. Exactly. This is great for us, right? So when you watch it, and when it comes to the drops, Molly, I was thinking about what you mentioned, which I knew nothing about, was the sun in the stadium. I don't know. I don't know because the drops were on both sides, right? The drops were
That's true.
You know, Addison had a drop, Hawkins had a drop, DJ Moore had a drop, a couple guys on the Bears had a drop. So just interesting. I don't know much about that, but I was thinking that when they were dropping it. But to your guys' point, man, I mean, these Bears that we're watching in one score games this year are finding ways to win. And a lot of that is believing that, we know what we have to do here. We have to get a good return. Mm-hmm. Right? We got to get a good return, and then we got to execute our offense, and we got plenty of time, and we got a quarterback who's plenty dangerous enough with an arm and can run around and get out of the pocket, and we got receivers, and with Colson Loveland, Harrison Smith wanted nothing to do with tackling Colson Loveland.
Yeah.
Harrison Smith came downhill, and he said, I'm 35 years old. I am not running into this big tight end, right? So you almost have to go back and go like, okay, I got to go through all these games again, right? All these one score wins, like everything that's actually happened this year, the Chicago Bears. But you also have to say, okay, that's all true. And the football didn't look great today. Someone texted me halfway through the game. This is a horrible game to watch, which I never feel like when I watch football. I actually was enjoying the game, but you know, some guys are football snobs. But when you just look at these Chicago Bears, it's like, well, somebody has to make a play at some point to win the game.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
I just want to know who's listening right now and knows who you're talking to. That person right now is like, oh, man.
the other thing is you're so right. The one thing we've seen from this group all year long is the ability to score points. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that the head coach is going to be very disappointed by 19 points. They've been, what are they averaging, 24, 20? I mean, they've been, like, so much better in terms of scoring, and to only score 19 and win a game is fairly extraordinary considering the injuries on defense, the way they've been playing, and the way that – but man, I mean, Minnesota had no business being in that game. I mean, they just were terrible for a large portion of the game, and yet they managed to get a lead in the final minute. And again,
the Bears had the ball almost 14 more minutes.
I know.
Than the Vikings. That's what's incredible. You know, their stats. You go down, you look at always the play sheet and all that. That's one I look at. That doesn't tell the story. You think that it would be like a 10 to 12 point win, but you know, 14 minutes of holding the ball. With winning the turnover battle by two as well. You know, those are just stats when you look at that and you show somebody like, oh, we won by, two scores. You wouldn't say that that's a 50-second comeback win with a kickoff return to the midfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's hard to keep explaining how they're winning these football games and the style they're doing it at. And, it's like if you'd have said, okay, Duvernay is going to break away, right, at this moment in the game, and that way put, Cairo, who just missed the field goal, in position to win the football game. And then on the last down, for whatever reason, Flores is going to play a safe defense, and Swift's going to get 8 yards to put us in field goal range. So the Chicago Bears, Mully, like you said, average a lot of points coming into the game. But sometimes when I watch Ben coach, I'm thinking to myself, he's watching J.J. McCarthy playing and calling a pretty safe game.
Right.
Not really going after it, not really calling, not really emptying his playbook. You know, obviously he wants to put the ball in the end zone, but a lot of it is kind of, you know, runs behind Darnell Wright and Jonah Jackson and Dahlman and just kind of, you know, good throws. And, okay, if we don't turn the ball over here, the way this quarterback is playing, I'd almost come back to bite them. But we don't turn the ball over. We're in this game. We go on a roll. We win a game. I think, Mully, you talked about, I don't know the exact stats, but how many wins do they have in the NFC North, right? How many wins on the road do they have in the NFC North in the last two or three years? I mean, this is a big win, no matter how they got it for these Chicago Bears. Pat, it's a huge win. In your division, on the road, against the Minnesota Vikings, I know the way J.J. McCarthy played, I know it was a long kickoff return, but finding ways to win in your division, finding a road win, being in first place, Lions at Philadelphia, right? It's just really is a really, really big win for Halas Hall and that building.
Olin, you mentioned it in the pregame, and those feel better on the bus, the bus or the plane ride home. They really do when you beat your division opponent up there, you know, an away game. That feels a little different, and that you know it goes a long way because you always talk about how you can win your division of winning your home games, splitting the road games, and that's a big one. That's starting out 0-2 in your division and getting that road win. That's big for the Chicago Bears.
All right, good stuff from Patrick Manley, Olin Krutz, and Mike Mulligan. Mully and Hawk coming your way, of course, at 5 o'clock this morning, and Olin Krutz will join them coming up at 8 o'clock this morning as well. Check that, 7 o'clock, Olin Krutz will join them this morning. Olin have a chance to look at the film, do a deeper dive, and get his reaction today. Brad Biggs will join Mully and Hawk at 8 o'clock. Clay Harbor will join them coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Coming up on the other side, Patrick Manley said it. And let's discuss. He said that the way that the Bears have won, he virtually just said the Bears to him are not a good team. Do you think they're a good team? 312-644-6767. They are 7-3. They are first place in division. Also, there was more record-breaking statistics by this Bears team. We'll tell you who did it with some stats you have to hear. Coming up next, you're listening to 670 The Score.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In reality, though, guys, this game shouldn't have come down to this. You know what I mean? I'm sure we'll break it down. There's points of emphasis. J.J. McCarthy had a terrible day. You can't just kick field goals all day and only have one touchdown. You've got to convert those into points. That's why Ben Johnson's here. Still too many drops. Still two illegal procedures. So is my coaching or critical eye. I want more out of this. I'm going to celebrate the win. I'm enjoying the win. My blood pressure's still pumped up. I'm still pumped up. But there's things when they go in tomorrow, and then we'll talk about here as well, like I said again, that they need to be better at. This is a game they should have walked away with. They should have walked away with a 10-point-plus win. They were up early that way. They should have capitalized on it with the way J.J. McCarthy was playing. But they got the win at the end, and there is still room for improvement. And they are 7-3.
No, the Bears did not walk away with a 10-point win. They walked away with a 2-point win. And the Bears have now won 7 of their last 8. Judson Richards along with you until 5 o'clock this morning, as we're with you on a Bears victory Monday here on 6-7 The Score. And Patrick Manley, critical as he should be. Plenty of things to be critical about in this Bears win over the Minnesota Vikings. But one thing that he did say as we revisited their open about 30 minutes ago is Patrick said that in his eyes, this is not a good football team. And that's an interesting one. That, you know, that was a question I heard a lot asked or a discussion. I remember Marshall Harris asking that very directly to Dan Weeder, and that was a discussion that they had. But I was in the mindset that if they won this game, and I didn't put a lot of if they won it this way, if they won it with this style, if they scored this many points. No, if they won a road division game, Caleb Williams was 0-3 against the Minnesota Vikings. The Bears were 3-18 in their last 21 NFC North games. So despite what it may look like, to improve to 7-3, and now with the Lions losing, getting to the top of the division, I find it really, really hard to not give them that G. To not at this stage of the game say, yes, the Bears, even though they haven't all been beautiful and the, you know, quarterback statistics may not be at the very top of all the charts, at 7-3, this is a team that you should at least be able to call good. What do you say? Call us, 312-644-6767. Text us as well. Do we really not think that this is a good Bears team? Let's go to the phones. Aaron is with us on 6-7 The Score. Aaron, what do you say?
Well, I would say that they are a good team, and coming back the last three games and under however many seconds, few minutes, has been a way to win. It's probably not sustainable, but they're getting it done. I would say that, but then today I had like $60 on the money line for the Bears. About halfway through the game, they offered me a payout that was just $50 short. It was going to be like a $160 payout. They offered me $120.
Yeah.
So it was about a $40 difference. And I was like, I don't like the way this is going. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough points. They're sticking around. This feels like it could get ugly. I cashed out. So I just want you and Chicago to know that you guys owe me for the victory, because had I stayed in it until the end, there is no way they would have won.
Aaron, what about the saying, you are what your record says you are, right? You had have heard that saying before. You are what your record says you are. If you're sitting at 500, you're mediocre. If you're well under 500, you're not a very good team. If you're 7-3 in the NFL through 10 games and you're at the top of your division, Even if you didn't watch a game and you just looked at the standings, wouldn't you say, yeah, that's a good team?
Yes. If I just looked at the standings, if I just looked at the record, I would say, these guys got something going. But I've watched every game, and I've seen how they've won. And I heard something about Rodgers getting hurt today.
Yep.
So I don't know if that's going to be a week thing and he'll be back next Sunday or
It's looking very much likely. He looks like he broke his left wrist, and it's looking very likely like Mason Rudolph will play Sunday for the Steelers.
Okay. Well, that helps. I mean, good night. It is hard. Let's say that happens, and let's say Rudolph lays an egg. Terrific. We're at 8-3.
Yep.
I still go, what happens when we play the Eagles on Black Friday? We have two against the Packers, although they haven't looked great lately. They pulled one out today against the Giants, but so did we. I just do we trot into the playoffs full of hope, or do we realize who we are and what we've brought to the table and what these other playoff teams are bringing to the table, especially if we've got to look. I love watching the games. I'm never going to not watch the games. I love watching us win. I do not have this sense of confidence that is right on the edge of boastfulness with this team. It's just not there.
Well, listen, there is a difference between the word good and great, right? Like, I'm not asking for great by any means. I just think I'm asking for good. And if we can't give this Bears team at least a good, then we have to decide about 90% of the league is also not good.
Gosh, that's a really good argument why you get to do the job that you do, and I'm sitting in a semi.
Aaron.
I will absolutely give them pretty good, and I'm happy to see what they're doing, and I pray they keep trucking along.
Aaron, you've watered down our good to pretty good, but I'll take it. Travel safe. Out there on the roads, Aaron.
Thank you, sir.
All right, appreciate it. The I'm looking at the standings, okay, and weigh in on our good, great, pretty good. Patrick Manley said it. I think Owen was a little bit more on the other side of, you know, you can't dispel or negate a 7-3. And Patrick Manley said this. You know, I just don't see this as a good team, and he may have given him a yet and something they can get to. And by the way, the Bears are allowing themselves to get better or at least be in a chance to be playing some really important games and getting arguably their best three defensive players back. And TJ Edwards, Kyler Gordon, and Jalen Johnson would be the big one to have a shutdown corner, especially watching Tarik Stevenson leave the game yesterday banged up. Right? I mean, that's what you want. You want Ben Johnson to be able to coach the way that he's coaching. And when Ben Johnson tells you something, you believe him, right? When he tells you he's going to get better at the run game over the bye week, they got better at the run game to the tune of the second best in the NFL. When Ben Johnson says over and over, and he's been saying this since training camp, we're going to play our best football in December, I believe him. But if you can't give this Bears team a good, then you have to give virtually nobody else really around the NFL except for maybe two teams a good. You have two teams that have 9 wins. Again, the Bears have 7 wins, but those two teams that have 9 wins have played 11 games. The New England Patriots are 9-2. That means they played one more game than the Bears have played. Then the Denver Broncos are 9-2. All right, so those are the two teams with 9 wins. Again, they played 11 games. The Bears have played 10. Then the Indianapolis Colts are 8-2. So that's it. That's like 3 teams. If you don't think that 7 wins, 7-3 gets you to being called a good team, then you don't think anybody's good.
Justin, I got a question for you.
And if you don't think anybody is good, then you got to give the Bears a chance to make a playoff run, right?
I got a question for you.
If there's a bunch of mediocre teams, Grant, then you got to at least say they may not be very good, but no one else is good. So they have a chance to beat anybody on any given day except for the 3 teams you think are good around the NFL.
So
what's your question?
So history has shown teams that the perception is that they're not good, but their record is showing otherwise. Maybe like the Chiefs last year where they came away with these just voodoo-type magic wins, Raiders, Chargers, Ravens, Broncos, block field goal, things like that.
That's a tough comp with all of their Super Bowl appearances,
right,
but
right.
Go on.
And
yeah.
The Steelers in 2020, they start off 12-0, and then they lost 4 of their 5 games, getting blown out in the playoffs. And then this year with the Patriots as well, are another team where they're 9-2, but their schedule is very light. And that's because they finished 4th in their division, and they can't, you know, schedule makers right. Make their schedule because of where they finished last year. Same with the Bears.
Same with
finished
the Bears.
4th.
Yep.
So do you feel like the Bears are like that, where their record doesn't show what their team is skill-wise, or the opposite, they're actually that good of a team.
I think that the Bears show that they are a young team with a new head coach learning a new offense. Also, same with a new defensive coordinator. I think that they are a team that have been able to, you know, because one of the things I love so much about football, you know what my favorite play in the game yesterday was? When they came out of the third quarter, Roma Dunze caught a short pass and then continued to drive the ball with his legs with the rest of his team. It felt like six guys were pushing from behind where he picked up another 6 yards because of effort, right? Like, football is such a beautiful thing because it takes so much of you to give up bodily that effort can help you win these football games. And if you combine a little bit of that with some smart coaching, you can win a lot of really close games because the NFL is very much in the business of playing close games. It's why bettors like Aaron have to consider giving up and cashing out because you just don't know what's going to happen. If you're playing close games, things can go in a lot of different directions. So I recognize that the Bears have not beaten a team with a plus 500 record. They haven't played a lot of them because there aren't a lot of them out there. But I somewhat am a believer of you are what your record says you are. Because who are we, people who watch the Bears, to say, well, the Bears should absolutely beat that team. Really? The team that was 5-12 last year and lost 10 straight? Or the team that averaged 5 wins over the last 3 years? Like, what it takes to actually change a culture and change your identity, it should take kind of a long time. It's not supposed to be an immediate fix. The question is, can you keep it to be sustainable? So who are the Bears? They're a team that has played a favorable record, much like the Patriots, finishing fourth in their division. But at the same time, the Vikings beat the Lions a couple of weeks ago. So does that mean that the Lions aren't a good team? The Packers lost to the Browns. The Browns are 2-8. So does that mean that the Packers aren't a very good team? Right? Like, just like we can kind of dispel some of the Bears' wins, you can go around the entire NFL because there is so much mediocrity and pluck away at a number of teams' record and what they've accomplished, except for maybe the Eagles, right? Patriots are 9-2, but I'm looking at their record.
Maybe the Colts too, but nobody expected them to be where they're at right now.
The Colts deserve respect.
They do.
And you know what? If you could run the football, you deserve some respect. Jonathan Taylor is playing at an MVP level.
He should be the MVP.
You know who else can run the football? The Chicago Bears.
That too.
Because they're second in the league in running the ball. So I am on Team G. I am on Team Good. One thing, if you cover the NFL and if you ever are in locker rooms after games, there's one thing that I recognize very quickly. It's like, oh, well, they don't not get excited because they beat a team that they were supposed to beat. That's not how it works. You get 17 games. Like, I covered the San Diego Chargers with Norv Turner, and Norv Turner used to say it all the time, it's a 16-1 game season. Right? Each week is like its own living entity. And the only focus is to figure out how to beat that team. And I can tell you, these coaches, they don't, you know, yes, of course they care what it looks like, but they'll take it ugly over a pretty loss because that doesn't really exist. So at 7-3, what you want for this Bears team is to understand that they can compete in the league and in their own division and elevate expectations. And that's one thing that I thought that Ben Johnson has brought immediately to this team. We're going to hear from Ben Johnson in just a moment. It's one thing that I thought when he arrived, he was going to change expectations, right? Like he wasn't going to go down to Bears standards. The team was going to elevate to his standards. And I felt like Caleb Williams really mirrored that on Sunday. 312-644-6767. Do you think the Bears are a good team? Or do you look at the way they've won, where they've won and who they've beaten? Again, I've been a little bit of, they haven't beaten anybody really, you know, the plus 500 record. But at some point, you got to say, well, no one is above 500 because, I mean, they've won 7 of their last 8 games.
If they beat the Eagles, then that moniker will drop because that is a good team.
Yep. Yep. And they're going to be dealing with this again a little bit if it's Mason Rudolph on Sunday. But you better not lose to Mason Rudolph.
No, you better not lose to him.
Because they didn't get Lamar Jackson, and they still lost to the Baltimore Ravens. They almost lost to the Cincinnati Bengals without Joe Burrow. So they've been getting by. But you know what? You look at the records around the NFL, there's a lot of teams that are just getting by and trying to hang on in December. The thing that is really different about this Bears team is the amount of talent they have at some point expecting to get back on the defensive side of the ball. Ben Johnson, after the game, not all smiley. He's never really that smiley after the game. But here's what Ben Johnson had to say in post, talking to the media.
All right, here we go. I think Tyreek was the one that ended up getting reported for an injury there. So he had a hip and a calf. We'll see what that looks like tomorrow. Proud of the guys. 7-3, that's nothing to scoff at. And as ugly as it can be at times, this group's just proven time and time again that when it's close there in the fourth quarter that we're capable of finding a way. So first division win on the road. And really proud of the guys for how they fought there at the end. So open it up from there.
What did you think of Duvernay's return and just the jolt you guys needed at that time?
Absolutely. I mean, I think exactly what you just said. We absolutely needed that. He'd kind of been waiting for one of those from him, to be honest with you. He's come really close a number of times, and then he was able to capture it on the bounce there and got us right there on the cuff of field goal range. We're just a little bit out of it, and we're able to run it just enough to feel good about our kick from there. So, he got one of the game balls because of that. Very well deserved.
What to say about Cairo that he was able to come back and hit the game winner after that he missed earlier in the quarter?
Yeah, well, Ed, that's who he is. You know, he's a high percentage field goal kicker anyway. So, I've got a lot of confidence in him. He's proven that over the course of the season. And really, he's been doing this for a long time. So he doesn't let things one miss phase him. You know, we know it's high likelihood he'll make the next one. And so he really kind of embodies what we are as a team, very resilient.
You mentioned that word, resilient. There's a couple situations, like DJ drops a pass over the middle, the next play, Colson catches a 25-yarder. That happens throughout the game. What accounts for the resiliency on this team, team-wide?
Yeah, I think I think they just understand that we are really talented, and so it's just a matter of time before someone's going to make a big play for us. And so we've got playmakers on offense, defense, and special teams, and someone's going to show up and end up giving us the spark that we need. So, it was great to see Colston come alive there. We really needed that one as well. Give the Vikings a lot of credit because, as always, they make you earn every little bit, every play. You got to be on your mess. And so that's what a Flores defense does, and that was certainly the case here today as well.
Best catch of the game might have been Nashon's interception. What did you see on that?
Yeah, no, it was a huge one for us right before halftime. They're knocking on the door, scoring range, and, he was the game captain here this week. He was the guest captain. And so, I know it means something to him going against his former team, being able to haul one down. But really good coverage. He's so long that he's able to knock balls away or haul them in, And so we definitely needed that one.
Ben, you mentioned it was an ugly win. And you guys have had some that have come down to the last minute or so here. But what do you make of where your team's at, where you're, regardless of how you got there, you're 7-3, and that's – good spot.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's ups and downs in every game. There's a few things you wish that you were a little bit cleaner on over the course of it. I think we had a legal formation on one and things of that nature, a few drops mixed in there. Just those are the ones that you get, disappointed in, because those are more self-inflicted than they are anything else. And so, when it's, like I said, when you play a tough team like that, you need to be on your mess as much as you can, because they're going to make some plays themselves, which they certainly did in this game. So, it was very reminiscent there of the first game where we ended up having a lead and then allowed it to get interesting there. And You know, we felt like we didn't make enough plays there in the first game to earn that victory. And so this one, we did. So I do think that shows growth as a football team.
What does it mean to you to be 7-3? You guys could wake up tomorrow morning first place in the division.
Yeah, I mean, guys, we're midseason right now, so we're not even looking at that. We've earned 7 wins so far, and we're really looking for the opportunity to go 1-0 next week.
We talked to guys in the locker room, we're talking about how this win shows kind of the belief they have in each other, kind of those intangibles that good teams have. Do you see it that way?
There's no question. Yeah, I think we've proven a number of times here this year that one of these phases is going to come through for us. You know, it's Cincinnati game. Offense was kind of carrying the banner there that game. You know, I thought defense really did a great job here today. They've done that for the course of the season for the most part. You know, special teams comes through for us when we really need it here today. And so we kind of just cycled around on who's stepping up to the plate and bringing us the win. And I think that's what good teams do.
A lot of people are saying, you know, when they left enough time for you guys after they scored, a lot of people haven't watched this team. We're thinking, okay, this is the kind of team that can come back. Do you have time to even think about that in that moment? Like, they're leaving us too much time. We can come back here.
Well, yeah, I feel really good about that situation, regardless of the kick return, 50 seconds, 3 timeouts. We've been there before. We practice that situation. I think it's where our offense is playing very comfortable football right now as well. So, I think we felt pretty good going into that one, regardless of that return.
With DeAndre Swift, it was hard, tough yards most of the day, but what did he give you at the end?
No, I felt it coming to life a little bit. You know, they do a great job creating a lot of one-on-one blocks, you know, and so if all it takes is one guy being off or you're mistargeted, they have a variety of fronts. I mean, it's what he's done a phenomenal job of over the last 2.5 years now of creating issues for the offense, and we had some. And so when it's like that, those backs, they understand what type of game it's going to be, both in the run game and in pass pro. There's a lot of interior pressure, and those guys got to step up to the plate and be able to stone those linebackers in the A and B gaps. And so I was really proud of how Swift and Manungai both ran and pass pro'd all day long.
And how do you evaluate Caleb's performance?
Hard to say. I got to look at the tape.
I know they probably asked before with the turnovers today, the takeaways you guys got. I mean, that right's in the end zone. That's about as good as you can see of an interception, isn't it?
Say it again.
So right's interception in the end zone and the takeaways in general. What did you think about that today?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been the story of our wins, right? Is when we know how important that statistic is of taking care of the football on offense and getting our takeaways on defense. And most of these 7 wins that we've had, we've been winning that turnover battle. So no secret to us, no secret to our opponents, and we got to keep that trend going.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you.
All right, there he is, Ben Johnson in postgame. It was actually Sunday was a very interesting day around the NFC North. You watch the Bears go on the road and beat the Minnesota Vikings, something that the Bears have struggled really to win at all in the NFC North, but then to go and do it in Minnesota and then watch Minnesota struggle from quarterback play as much as they did, where there's a question mark about what J.J. McCarthy is going to become. There just is. Now, he hasn't played much, right? He's very, very young, and so he's still got time to try to prove himself, but big question mark there. And then you watched the Lions really bench their offensive coordinator, John Morton, a couple weeks ago, and you've got Dan Campbell calling plays, and they only came away with 9 points. I know that it was to the Philadelphia Eagles and how good the Eagles are, but that's not what we know the Detroit Lions to be. The difference is they do not have Ben Johnson as their offensive coordinator. So I felt a shift on Sunday. We know that there's been a shift coming because, you know, the Bears were already tied for first place with the Detroit Lions. The difference is today they are alone in the NFC North at 7-3. And the Packers don't look like a juggernaut either. So what we've known this division to believe, especially if you look back to last year, the Lions had 15 wins, the Vikings had 14. Like that's not the case with those two teams. And then here come the Bears to be a part of it at the top of the division. I think it was a momentous day for the Bears moving forward, especially with this debate we were having if they're good or not. If there's anything you're feeling good about as a Bears fan, it should be that man you just heard from in Ben Johnson and your head coach who is just getting started. By the way, what a night it was last night. That Bulls-Jazz game, double OT, the Jazz win 150-147. Who saw Kobe White? I knew he would get a chance to play. 27 points on 30 minutes, his first game back from injury. It'll be interesting to see how much he goes tonight. Just a reminder, tonight the Bulls take on the Nuggets. That'll be in Denver. So it's a little bit of a later start time. Pre-game coverage right here on The Score begins at 7:45. Tip-off at 8 o'clock on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklift. So the Bulls facing off against one of the best, and Nikola Jokic, the Joker, and the Denver Nuggets tonight here at right here on 6-7 The Score. Why don't we hear a little bit from DeAndre Swift, who had some really, really important runs for the Bears as he talked to Tom Brady on Fox. And we'll continue to take your reaction to your first place Bears. How about that? 10 days away from Thanksgiving and the Bears at the top of division. We'll discuss it coming up. Judson Richards with you tonight on 6-7 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.